Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Roy Woods, representing OVO. He is back. We will get to where he's been and all that. But first, you're looking for a chopped cheese.
Yeah, man. The best in the city, man. I'm trying to get
Where's
that.
Where's the who best chopped cheese?
I need to go find that. You know what I'm saying? Because I be going on my own little ventures. Any, like, corner store and just, like, you know, try it out. So I don't have a favorite yet because like a lot
no,
of
you
them
gotta go uptown. You gotta go to
Harlem.
That's where I gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta go.
The origin is 105th and first.
Yes, and Hodges.
The origin is 105th and first.
Wait, 105th and first.
105th and first. If you basically, but Laura, you got a spot. You used to live in Spaha.
Yeah.
Spaha.
Yeah, you gotta go to Hodges.
Hodges.
That's 105th and first.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a name. 105th and first. Go to Hodges.
Yeah.
Get yourself a proper chopped
cheese. Small little store.
Yeah.
Best chopped cheese.
That's all I need.
Now, Shawnee said, what's the food, what's the thing where you're from? I know from Brampton. I've been to Brampton. I don't know that there's a big...
Nah.
Applebee's?
Yeah, it might be an Applebee's.
We used to have an Applebee's. That's gone now. They actually put an IHOP there.
Oh, yeah.
The traditional food in Brampton.
IHOP now.
Wait, so you're from Brampton?
Yeah.
Ontario.
But your people are from...
Guyana.
Guyana.
Yeah, I'm a GT Bada. Come on.
So what's the food, the Guyanese food?
So it varies. Like, you know, we have certain dishes that are like Jamaicans have as well. And then we have dishes
a lot of curry.
That's the Indian side, right? That's where all the Indian comes in. But like, you know, we do a jerk and we do, you know, the oxtail and all that. But Guyanese people or even Trinidadian people, we're really known for like, you know, the curries and the roti and the dal puri and you know what I'm saying? Like
some this oil down.
You get me. Mm. So yeah. It's all a bunch of Indian, more Indian inspired you know, dishes.
But
sounds amazing.
They eat chicken curry. We eat curry chicken. That's the big, you know what I mean?
I say curry chicken. I don't do the chicken curry.
He's a rebel.
We Canadian Guyanese. He's a rebel. We don't super because you got chicken curry. You got curry the chicken.
It's
man.
A big.
You don't chicken the curry.
You curry the chicken.
Come on. Yeah.
That's a fact what you just said.
I don't know why Guyanese people did that.
Because probably they had the chicken first and then they added the curry. So it went chicken curry.
Right.
Chicken plus curry.
Yeah.
From curry.
It's a big controversy.
They did it in reverse.
So where have you been, sir?
Oh, man.
Because it's the first release in how long?
It's like 5 years, 6 years.
You made that much money. This OVO money is long, B. Roy Woods didn't even have to come back to work.
I always get my money, you know, one way or another.
Yeah.
But now I went through a hard time just with myself and my career because I started so young, right? So
you was like 15, 16.
I started off 16. I was like 19 when I got signed, right?
Okay.
So, you know, I just had like a lot of things that I carried from like my high school, like dreams, goals with my boys, everything was just getting crushed over and over. So I tried to keep rebuilding this team, rebuilding these dreams, and I kept getting crushed, right? Mm. So I had to really like, it came to a point where I was about to quit, bro. Like I didn't care about anything, you know what I'm saying? Like I even told, you know, like even Mr. Morgan knew. Yeah. So it was like that serious where I was like, I'm done, you know? So I had to really, like my manager now, Banks, he's the reason that I'm back. Because he had one conversation with me. He's like, yo, this is, you got to go back in the studio, bro. You got to go back to work. Like,
now, did you keep writing and were you still creating in your head the whole time you was gone? You just had a distaste for the whole business of it all? Like the business turned you off? Like which aspects was?
Yeah, it was everything. It was the business. It was the personal life. It was just all clashing. It was getting too much for me and it was out of control.
Mm.
Right? So I had to regain control and he helped me regain control.
Yo, but I think in some ways, it's dope that you knew you needed to, like, purge and figure it out and reset yourself. I think that's dope because a lot of people are chasing fame, chasing money so bad. They're not putting their mental health and their own self and creating boundaries for themselves. So then they wake up one day after this whole chase and they're emotionally drained, may or may not have some money left over, family and personals falling apart, you know what I'm saying, and don't have nothing, and then it's really bad. So I think it's a blessing that you did that.
Thank you.
Was it Was it, who helped you understand that you needed to step away, though? Was that all you?
What was all me was regaining the control.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Stepping away was, I shouldn't even have done that. Right? I needed to I had to get my team right. Right? So I had to, honestly, I had to fire some people. I tried to reposition, but I had to end up firing them. And I had to hire people where I know, okay, listen, you're going to get what I need done.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm going to do my job, but I need this done a certain way. And I know that's why Banks is here.
Yeah.
Right? He helped motivate me get back. And he's never, you know what I'm saying, been in this position before, but he's been amazing since. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We get into the bag. We get into the real, you know what I'm saying? And like, it's
good
been,
for y'all.
Yeah, thank you, that's man. Dope, it's been man. Real. So that's, honestly, and it happened right before, like right at COVID. So once that happened, I'm trying to get back to my stuff. I'm going to LA now, COVID.
Boom. And so you had to sit down anyway.
Exactly.
And that extends what could have been a 2-year to a 5-year.
Exactly.
Just like
that's
that.
That's why I've been gone so long. Yeah.
So I saw a new single and a new video.
Yes.
When's the new album?
That is on the way, right?
Is that this year?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay. I'm not even trying to let summertime pass and that's not out, you dig? So yeah, that's going to be, I'm going to drop a release date soon. I'm going to drop the art, the cover art and everything. But right now I'm just getting them singles out and, you know, letting everybody know Roy's back and I ain't going nowhere.
There it is, Roy yeah. Woods, ladies.
And how regularly were you talking with Drake? And how much, how involved and excited was he to on the return?
Yeah, no, he was heavily involved. He took me out to the Bahamas and that's where we started working on the album. This was actually during COVID, like 2020. And I went on the big plane and everything, first time.
Because you've been gone since he got the plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're an Air Drake.
Yeah, exactly. Big plane. Yeah, man.
Big plane.
Not in a jet.
PNA. Not a jet, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man. So, it was a great experience. Started work. I made like 20 songs like 10 days there.
Wow.
Masked up my leg.
What do you mean? How'd you mash up your leg?
Bro, I fell down the stairs. We watching the AFC Championship game. I fell down the stairs because we all drink a tequila a little bit. There was a little stairs. I'm watching something. I should have been keeping my eyes straight.
Oh, my God.
And then I fall, scrape it. Next day, I didn't get no rubbing alcohol. We just went to the beach, right? I should have got rubbing alcohol, but I was like, it's the beach. I could probably be. Even my manager's like, yeah, you could probably just, you know what I'm saying?
Salt water will clean it. Oh,
but that's because it did happen to his boy before, right? He had like a gas on his head. Falling
put
off
it
a
in
motorcycle.
The ocean, you're good.
Exactly, right?
That's what they told you.
That's what they said. They said jump in the ocean.
That's what you would do, right? But,
so what happened?
Oh, my God. I got a blood infection from it.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yeah, bro. I was like in the wheelchair the whole time. My manager's pushing me around. I'm still going to the studio. Like, it was crazy.
You went from Air Drake to Drake Medical Center.
It was crazy, dog, for real.
A blood infection.
I felt like Jimmy in that chair.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you better watch out. You don't want to turn around and be the next Jimmy.
No, it was crazy. It was good, though. It was a good experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was joking around. Boys joking around. Everybody was joking around about it. But I still
got it. But I almost died.
Yeah. In the Bahamas, first time.
Did you spend time in the hospital?
Just like a little bit. Like, I had IV.
Okay, for a few
while
hours.
I was there. Yeah, for a few hours while I was there. While I came home, I didn't need to do any of that. I just like, you know, healed up. They gave me some like pills, some Tylenol, and I was good.
When you go to the hospital and you're a guest of Drake, is it like when Biggie goes to the hospital and do real things when he's like, the doctors say I need about 3 weeks for recovery, but the nurses loving me?
No.
They didn't send, get that big butt nurse with the long hair
Brother,
to come.
You went straight like fantasy porn when you go to the hospital and there's like a hot nurse.
Where's the Drake? I feel like Drake could make a phone
you
call.
You think that Drake took him personally?
I think Drake could be like, yo, send my man the big butt nurse right. with the long hair.
I didn't want
nurse.
Nobody to know.
Like. Night nurse.
Hello, night nurse.
Big two. No. I dealt with that on my own. Down. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, I was so embarrassed, right?
No, that sucks. Everyone's partying at Drake's house doing God knows what. You're sitting online in the emergency room. That's trash, bro.
But now,
buddy in the hand,
yeah,
bro.
So you didn't even get to look around at the polyester pants and they little, you know what I'm saying? You didn't look around while you was in there. Yeah,
he was fighting for his life.
I mean, look, if I, trust, if I'm fighting for my life, I'm going to look around. If this is how I'm going out, look around.
Remember on 1999? Well, when she says, so if blah, 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 then I'm listen to my body tonight. It's in the final moments. You have to decide what you're going to do.
Yeah.
If you're stuck in that hospital.
If you got 24 hours to live, what would you
do? What would you do? Hey, who would you screw? They go right to it. Who would you screw?
We're glad you're better.
Yeah, we are.
God,
Roy Woods, still back and still with us.
Yes. This is great.
That should be the name of your new album. Back and still
and still with us.
You know, I'm going to keep that one. I'm going to keep that one and tuck it in the notes. You know,
are you a Toronto full-time guy?
Yeah, right now, for now. You know what I'm saying? Because of COVID, that's the only reason I went back. I was actually trying to move to L.A., right? So once that happened, I got free healthcare back home, so I'm going to go there.
Right, right, right. You know, post so up
gonna,
at home.
You know what I'm saying? And just make sure our family's good, my mom's and everything, right? So, yeah, I just went home. But I'm going to try to move out. I don't know where exactly, but I'm going to move from Toronto. So, yeah.
It's a little cold, at least during the winter.
I mean, I need some. At least I like, go back and forth or something just to get away from the winter.
Right.
You're born and raised out there. How much is the city different?
Oh, man,
I mean, obviously, you know, because you, I saw like the Toronto Raptors documentary when they first came to town and just kind of like that whole scene.
Right.
But then you just look at what Lil, you know, what Lil X, Director X had done with the videos and the whole thing and the whole just highlighting the Caribbean culture coming out of Toronto. Yeah. And then obviously the explosion of Drake and The Weeknd and the local music scene.
Right.
So you've grew up.
Watching
all of this.
Yeah, the Sean Paul, all that stuff.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah, all that.
All of it. How much is the city it's just completely different and bigger in some ways? People move there probably and tourism.
Oh, man. Like, people want to come there now and just build their careers and start it off from there. You know what I mean? Like, it's so different now where it was like, before, nobody's going there for music. You know what I'm saying? They'll probably come to the city for school or like, you know what I'm saying? Something else, like the arts, like where it comes down to like film.
Yeah.
Toronto's big on film over there. Right. But other than that, nobody's really coming in for music, but now it's really like that. You know, it's like a hub. It's like an LA or New York or, you know what I'm saying, an Atlanta at that point where everybody's going there. Like,
and they're like, where's Drake?
Everybody always
introduce me. Introduce me. I got a tape. He needs to hear what I'm doing.
Everybody's always on like, you know, Drake and, you know, the parties. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that ass, it'd be really like so different. Like, there's so many engineers, producers, like, compared to when I first started, like when I was like 15, 16. I couldn't go down the street and find an engineer or a producer. Now I can find 20 guys, 15 years old, and
they're
all
ready to work.
They're all fire.
Yeah.
Fire. Like, they're not mediocre, bro. They're fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where Toronto's at right now, and it's just growing.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, look, congratulations. I'm sure we're going to see you again when the album drop.
Yeah.
Take us into the single. Give it up one time. Roy Woods,
OVO's
own, back and still with us.
Yes, sir. Ain't going nowhere.
Great to see you, bro.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. What's going on? It's Ebro. When you're at your best, you can do amazing things, but sometimes you get overwhelmed. You're not able to do all you want to do. Well, working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of you. With everything I'm doing each day, I can get into my own head sometimes. I'm sure you can too. But luckily, through my life, I've learned positive coping skills and how to get myself back into a good flow. Skills like these, which you can learn with the assistance of professionals at BetterHelp. They'll empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, look to BetterHelp. They are convenient, affordable, and totally online. All you got to do is fill out a questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist that you can switch at any time for no charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/ebro to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ebro.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.